Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $700. Stop leaking overnight in your period. Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep with up to 100% leak protection so you can do your sleep thing. It is tied for 5 weeks. So every day this week, the last five contestants that managed to tie Raven with all five questions right, this is their shot at redemption. Megan, you ready to play today?
I am.
All right, Megan, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Please leave the room, Raven.
You got it. Good luck.
All right, Megan,
Thank you.
Your shot at redemption. He's walking out. That door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, Mr. T was spotted picking up sandbags for himself and his waterlogged neighbors in L.A. He told a local TV station, and I quote, "Always be prepared, fool." He starred in what 80s NBC show?
I have no idea.
No, it's okay. Number two, Taylor Swift announced the song list for her new album coming out in April. What's the name of the new album that she announced at the Grammys?
The Tortured Poets Department.
Number three, Miley Cyrus didn't thank her father during the Grammys when she won, and people are speculating there's a family feud going on. She started her career playing Miley Stewart, a teen leading a double life on the Disney Channel. What was that show called?
Hannah Montana.
Number four, according to rumors, Justin Timberlake is contemplating a sit-down tell-all with Oprah. Oprah was at the Grammys, and she did a tribute to what late icon?
Tina Turner.
And number five, Usher isn't only getting ready for the halftime show. He's stripped down to his underwear in a campaign for what underwear company?
Calvin Klein.
Let me bring Raven back in. Not bad.
Ew.
I feel like he's going to get the ones that you got wrong right. It's going to be the opposite. Let's
How'd
see.
You do?
So Megan got 3 out of 5.
All right. Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do. $700.
Number one, Mr. T was spotted picking up sandbags for himself and his waterlogged neighbors in L.A.
Oh, that's nice.
He told a local TV station, and I quote, "Always be prepared, fool." He starred in what 80s NBC sitcom?
The A-Team.
The A-Team is correct. Number two, Taylor Swift announced the song list for her new album coming out in April. What's the name of the new album that she announced at the Grammys?
Oh, gosh. It's Tortured Poets. Is it the Tortured Poets Society?
The Tortured Poets Department.
Department.
Yeah. All right, number three, Miley Cyrus didn't thank her father during the Grammys when she won, and people are speculating there's a family feud.
Oh, they've been estranged for a while.
Yeah, she started her career playing Miley Stewart, a teen leading a double life on the Disney Channel. What was that show called?
Hannah Montana.
Yes. Number four, according to rumors, Justin Timberlake is contemplating a sit-down tell-all with Oprah. Oprah was at the Grammys and did a tribute to what late icon?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, answer. Come on.
God, I'm going to be so mad when I can't think of it.
It's Tina Turner.
Oh, Tina Turner, right.
You need this last one to tie. Otherwise, Megan is going to win the $700.
Let's see how I do.
Number five, Usher isn't only getting ready for the halftime show. He's stripped down to his underwear in a campaign for what underwear company?
Just going to take a shot and say Calvin Klein.
No. The answer is Skims. Oh, Megan, you just won $700. You got your redemption. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, good game, Megan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, tricky questions there. You know, I should have had that Tina Turner one right there.
Woo!
I know the dude.
I knew I was going to get it on the Taylor Swift one. I knew it.
I knew it too.
$700, good for you.
My name is Megan, and I just beat Raven.